So, part four, Kiddush. It's Kiddush b'makom sudo. We've already defined the word Kiddush. What you have to say, how you have to say it. The only detail left, what we're going to do next week, which is the last part, which is specifically what kind of wine, whether it has to be wine, you can say it on bread or not. That's the last part of Kiddush. But this week's year is going to define the other two words, b'makom and suda. Okay, by that I mean, Kiddush b'makom suda means you have to make Kiddush in the place of your meal. We're going to see what that means. What does it mean in the place of? In the same room, in the same seat, the same house. Can you see it one from the other? And the other aspect is suda. What's a meal? If I have just a bite of a cookie or a cracker, do I have to wash? What's considered my meal? Can I, when it comes to Kiddush b'makom suda, can I make Kiddush in one place and have it in mind for another place? So that's our topic for today. And this is an area that's very lamaisa to know about because we live in a world where Kiddush is a part of our life. Right? After Shabbos davening, you can have Kiddush in one place and you can end up having your meal in another place. Do you have to make Kiddush again or not? Or you're sitting at one seat in the table and then you want to go have dessert in the next room. Or the rabbi wants to make Kiddush in shul and you're all going to walk next door for the challenge of the kugel. So does that work or not? So that is our topic today. Source one, the source for it all, the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Amud Bet, Tekuf Aleph Amud Aleph, says, Otam b'nei adam shekidshu b'beit ha-knesset, people who made Kiddush in shul, Shmuel Amar, af yedei Kiddush lo yotze, they're not yotze Kiddush. Why? Damar Shmuel, ein Kiddush ela b'makom suuda. Your Kiddush has to be where your meal is. Sover mi na, hani mili mi bayit la bayit. Aval mi makom la makom b'chad beita lo. And the way they understood this line of Shmuel, that you have to make Kiddush makom suda, that means in the same home. But not two places in one home, that's not a problem. In other words, if I'm in the house where I make Kiddush, even if I'm in a different part of that house, I am yotze my Kiddush makom suda. Now we're going to see in a minute that there's different gersot for this Gemara, and that could explain some of the machloket about the topic. But at least the text that we have in our Gemara, that's what it says. In other words, you can't make Kiddush in this house and then go to another house to eat the meal, but you can make Kiddush in one spot in this house and eat the meal in a different spot in this house. The Rashbam, who appears on the side of the Gemara there like Rashi in that parak of Pesachim, says, Af yidei Kiddush lo yatsu, kidu parshina tame, dechtiv, vekarat al shabbat oneg. Pasuk says, you should call the Shabbos as a light and rejoice in it. In other words, Oneg Shabbos. B'makom shatak korel ha-shevet, kolomar kariye de kiddush sham tehe oneg u'midrashu. Midrashu means, this is the drasha of the pasuk. The drasha of the pasuk of Kratul Shabbat Oneg is the place where you're calling in Shabbos, that's where you have your oneg. In other words, the place where you make kiddush, that's where you enjoy your meal. Oneg is the meal. Remember, we discussed the delicacies, the fancy foods that we eat on Shabbos. So, the place where you call it Shabbos, in other words, where you make Kiddush, that's where you have to have your meal. So the Rashbam explains that Gemara in this light. The Prima Gadim, he's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch we've seen before. So he says, Miu im Kiddush kan al menat le'achol b'makom acher v'achol kan yotza. Okay? He has two parts to his statement. If you make Kiddush here in order to eat elsewhere, that's condition number one. Ve'achal kan, make Kiddush here in order to eat elsewhere. You're in one place and you're making Kiddush. And you have in mind that this Kiddush that I'm making should work where I'm going later.
You said that's
what I did. So that's one. Oh, we're going to see. That's what we're discussing, whether that's okay. Okay? So he says, if you make Kiddush here in order to eat elsewhere, ve'achal kan, and you also ate here, yatsa. place A and place B. In place A, you made Kiddush in order to be able to eat in place B. But then you also ate in place A your Yotze. So you hear the two criteria? In other words, you had in mind while making Kiddush in place A that it should work for place B. And you ate in place A. Two criteria. Look how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in source 4. In Kiddush v'lo sa'ad, you made Kiddush and then didn't have a meal there. Af yedei Kiddush lo yatsa, you are not Yotze Kiddush. And the Ramah comments, v'tzarech le'achol b'makom Kiddush la'altar. Wherever you make Kiddush, you have to eat there right away. O shehaya b'dayta le'achol sham miyad, or that you had in mind that you can eat there shortly, meaning even if it's not make a guffin, quickly put food in your mouth, but in another minute or two after everybody sits down and says good Shabbos to each other, then you eat. Okay. Ava b'lav hachi, without that, afilu achal b'makom kiddush enu yotze. Even if you make kiddush in this room at 10 o'clock, you all walk away, you come back at 1 p.m., and eat kiddush in the exact same 3 inches you were standing. Eat lunch in the exact same 3 inches you were standing when you made kiddush. You are still not yotze, because it has to be kiddush adjacent to suda. So it's a function, I guess, of time and a lack of hefsek.
Can you make kiddush and then eat and then come back 3 hours later?
Yes, that's what we're going to discuss. Why that's true? Okay, but that's when we get to the more halacha lemaisa part. So, v'nimlach ha'achal, he said, so you had in mind to eat later, and then, says, let's say you didn't have in mind that you're going to eat there then. You're going to eat much later. V'nimlach ha'achal, and then you ended up eating there, yatsa, you are yatsa. So that was the Ramah in Siv Kimmel. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav, v'im kiddush beveito, listen to this one. You're in your house. Your windows are open and your neighbor's window is right near yours. V'shama shcheino v'shulchan aruch lefanav. And he is at his Shabbos table waiting to start his meal. Yotzei bo. D'shaper havi makom suda. I don't have to be in the place where the person is making kiddush is for me to be yotzei for kiddush. I can hear the kiddush at my table and he's making the kiddush at his table. But he has to have in mind that he's being motzi me and I have in mind to be yotze. It's not just enough to overhear eavesdropping. I mean, the guy has to know that he's making kiddush for you. So if you don't have wine and your neighbor does, and he's going to make kiddush at his table and you want to eat at your table, so you say, hey, would you mind having me in mind with that kiddush, and I'll do it really loud and you'll hear it from next door. Yeah, Yudi. Yeah, it's seemingly a function of time or a lack of how connected it is between your kiddush and your suda.
So if you said to a member, say that and have me in mind, is that fine?
You say, have me in mind, but can you hear him?
No, and say that so I can hear you.
And you were there and he was there?
Yeah, is that fine?
That's what he's saying, it's fine.
All right.
That you can have your neighbor say kiddush for you, even though he's in his house and you're in your house. The Rambam in Source 5 says, "Ein kiddush ala makom suda." What does that mean? Ketzad, how so? Lo yikadesh bebayitze, v'yochal bebayit acher. Don't eat. Don't make kiddush in this house and eat in a different house. Aval im kiddush bezavitzo, ochal bezavit shnia. If you're making kiddush in one angle or corner of the house, one part of the house, you can eat in a different part of the house. V'lama mikachim beit haKnesset. Then what's the point of this kiddush we do after davening in shul? Mipnei ha'orchin she'ochlin v'shotin sham. These guests used to come, I guess, sleep on the benches of the shul, and they bring a little package of food, a TV dinner that they would eat themselves there. So you make kiddush beforehand, so all the people eating there have heard kiddush. Now we're getting into the two girsaot that I mentioned at the beginning. Rashi has our girsa, Source 6. Mi makom la makom, right? The Gemara said, "Hani mili mi bay la bay." You can't make kiddush in one house and eat in a different house, but from one place to another place in the same house, you are allowed to. So Rashi says, "Mi makom la makom." To make Kiddush in the house and then go eat in the attic, you don't need to make a new Kiddush. In Kiddush, Shabbat B'Bayit, Halach L'chol B'Aliyah, you're okay. But the Rif, look at this Gersa. The Rif says, Hani Mili, Mi Bayit L'Bayit. Where it doesn't work is from house to house. Aval Mi Pinam L'Pina Lo. From one corner to another corner, no. Now how is that different?
No what?
No, you don't have to make another Kiddush. Okay? From one house to another house, you do have to make another Kiddush. But from one corner to another corner, you don't have to make another Kiddush. How is that different from Makom L'Makom? What's the difference between Pina L'Pina and Makom L'Makom? So, we're going to see some examples right now. And maybe it'll become clearer, and I'll ask you the question again in a minute. Source 8, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein kiddush al makom suda, ube bay echad mi pina lepina chashuv makom echad. Okay? One home, from one corner to another corner, is considered all one place. Shem kiddush le'echol bepina zo. You plan to eat in this corner. V'nimloch, and I guess you decided you didn't like that corner and you want to now go eat in the next corner. Le'echol bepina acheret. Afilahu traklin gadol, even if it's down a long hallway. Ein otzarech lachzor l'kaddish. You don't have to make another kiddush. V'yesh amrim, shekol she'ro'em mikomo, afilu mibayit l'chatzer, ein otzarech lachzor l'kaddish. As long as you can see where you made kiddush from where you're eating, you don't have to go and make kiddush again. V'yesh omrim shem kiddush makom echad al da'at l'chol makom acher. If you did have in mind originally, shabir dami, that's okay. V'hu sheyu shnei makomot b'bayit echad. Nonetheless, those two places must be in the same house. You can't have in mind, like, make kiddush in one part of town to have a meal in another part of town. But in the same home, you can make kiddush in the living room and eat your meal in the dining room. Or in his example, you want a nice kiddush on the roof, it's so scenic and beautiful, let's make kiddush on the roof, and then you can go have your meal on the ground floor. So what is the difference between makom l'makom and pina l'pina? He tells you a pina, mi pina l'pina is one makom. Two corners of the same long room, big room, is considered one makom.
So
another
side house is one makom.
Yeah.
Same room.
But you could go elsewhere in the house, and that's considered another makom. If you had in mind, you could do from makom to makom in the house. Even without having in mind, if it's one makom and just pina to pina, that you could do anyway, even without having in mind. Okay, let me repeat that so it's clear so we can get that difference down. Without having in mind, I made kiddush in this corner, I can eat over there, over there, over there. Why? Because pina la pina is allowed, especially if it's roehu, if I can see where I made kiddush from that spot. I don't have to have in mind that I'm going to eat in that corner. I can just go eat in that corner. But to go to make kiddush on the roof and then go eat on the ground floor where I can't see it, that's not pina l'pina, that's not makom l'makom, that I have to do, I have to have in mind. When I make kiddush on the roof, I can have in mind that I'm going to eat downstairs. Okay? In Source 9, Mishnah Berurah has a few comments on this. And Siv Katan Gimel, he says, Mikom makom, lichatila, tov shelo lasor mi makom shekiddush. It's best not to leave where you make kiddush. Daha yesh machmirin gami pina lepina, im lo shahayta dato ve'et shekiddush, shekiddush lachol bepina acheret, az mistabra din lachmir mazeh. He says, not everybody agrees with that chiluk I just told you about the difference between pina lepina and makom lemakom. While pina lepina works, even if you don't have in mind makom lemakom, you need to have in mind.
He says some are machmir on pino lepino, even pino lepino needs you to have in mind. He says, but it's a chumrah, so if you're stuck, there's no need to be machmir. But know that that shita exists. And then in Sif Katan Zayin, he says, afil mi bayi lechatzer. Okay, even you want to eat outside in your yard, and you want to make kiddush inside, or vice versa. You want to make kiddush out in your yard, and then eat your meal inside. But it's all your property, your house, your chatzar. Hu adin mi bayit lebayit imroa mekomo. Ve'en shvil hayachid kavua b'yamor achama, b'yamor akshamim mafsik b'nehen. If there's two houses that share a courtyard, and it's not one person's private property separating them, so then, even from one house to another house. But he doesn't like that view. If you're stuck, there's no more, you don't want to have to go get kiddush somewhere else, go get more grape juice or wine, so you can rely on that. That people are machmir even b'diavad. So to make kiddush in one home, and you can see it from another home, that some are machmir even b'diavad. Within one home, we saw everybody agrees. If you have in mind from pino lepino, it works according to everybody. If you don't have in mind me pino lepino, so the Shulchan Aruch says that works. The Mishnah Berurah agrees that it works with the Eved, but he says some are machmir on this. Okay. The Rush comments, source 10, Rush Mitzachim, Aval mitchila kidesha daita lahachi lachol b'makom acher yatsa yidei kiddush. So he paskins that you can just make kiddush here and have in mind for elsewhere. That seems to disagree with what we've been saying all along. We've been talking about where you can see it, where it's in the same house, where you're close enough, where you're within hearing or viewing distance. And here he says you can go from one to the other. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rashba, citing the Yerushalmi, Onam Rubi Yerushalmi, Harizem Mekadosh B'toch Beito V'ochel B'sukkah. You can make kiddush in your house, and then eat your meal in the sukkah. I guess, why would you do that? I guess if it was raining 1 minute, so you make the kiddush inside. Then it stops raining, and you decide you want to go eat in your sukkah, so you don't have to go make kiddush in there. Again. If you made this condition, when you made kiddush, you had this condition in your mind. This is cholek on our Gemara on Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, "Ein kiddush on makom suda." You must make kiddush when you're having your meal. What doesn't Shmuel say? Except if you had that in mind. He doesn't say that. He's not machal like that. He just says you have to have kiddush on makom suda. He makes no such distinction. So how do we paskin? Well, that Gemara is in Yerushalmi. Our Gemara is the Bavli. Lo shakin atamud didam ibnei Yerushalmi. We paskin like Bavli, not Yerushalmi. V'lachein also the kadei shelo b'makom suda afilo hitna. So he rejects this rush. He says, no, we don't allow you to make kiddush in one place and go eat elsewhere, even if you had in mind. The Berel Halacha, source 12, says, meaning this should follow what he said in Mishnah Berurah in source 9. He said, "Mikom makom lechachilo lo yasa kein el b'makom docha. Da'am agin Avram, machmer lechachilo afilo mipino lepino. V'nai d'sham katavdu ministavna in lachmer mazem mikom makom linya mechider lechider bevadei nachum lechosh lechila." Okay. So he said, remember, I told you that from pino lepino, some of the chomra, we don't really need to be machmir if we're stuck. But that's pino lepino in one room. But even one room to another room, there's more already more reason to be machmir. It's the who's machmir in this? The Ran. Even if you're in the next room, but I guess through the door, I can see, through the doorway, I can see where I made kiddush. Then you can even be makel against this run. Near the Yesh Lakel, afilu l'chachilo, im daitul ezebezah kiddush. So I can make kiddush right here, and have my meal right outside this room, in a spot where I can see it, if when I make kiddush right here, I had in mind to go right there. Okay.
That was about making Kiddush in one spot and moving to another spot. Now we're going to have one source about the time gap that we've discussed already, because the Ramah said you have to not have time pass. And after this, the last sources are going to be about what's considered a meal. Okay? So source 13, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Katav Rabbeinu HaRamah B'Sif Gimel, as we saw, that Tzarech Le'achol B'Makom Kiddush La'altar, O She'aya B'Datel Le'achol Sham Yad. So he quotes the Ramah and he says, Yearly, what is the definition of la'alter? Right away. What does that mean right away? I don't mean instantaneously. You have to go hagafen and then mizonos, pop it into your mouth. Not so much time. If you're stopping, it doesn't matter if it's a short time or a long time. Meaning, when he says there's no difference, he doesn't mean that there's no difference between 3 minutes and 3 hours. He means there's no difference between 3 minutes and 5 minutes. If somebody knocks on the door and you had to answer in just for a minute to let them in, it's not a big deal. Oh, it would have only taken me 3 minutes to go wash and come back to the table and make amotzi. Now I have to go answer the door. It's not going to take me 4 minutes. Oyvei, that's zman aroch. No, he's saying 3 minutes and 4 minutes makes no difference. But to stop your after kiddush before your meal and go do something for 3 hours, then that's no longer kiddush b'makom sudah. And his examples are, he says you have to make kiddush. What's he talking about? So gamkin yitzia arucha l'shuk, going out into the marketplace. Lo yitzia bar chatzer or bar rachov. If you want to just go out onto your porch for a minute, some of lebayit if it's right near your house. V'ra'iti misha lo pirish kain v'lo nehirli, and I've seen other people explain otherwise, and I disagree. Okay. Now let's discuss what makes up a meal. Source 14, the Tor. Who is the Tor? The Rosh Hashan. Excellent. And he wrote 4 volumes, Arachayim, Yoredeya, Eben Ezer, and Choshe Mishpat. And it was very organized. And the Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, used his organization. He followed his same count, his same organization, his same categorization. He followed it. First he wrote a Beit Yosef, which is a commentary on the Torah, and then from there he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch, which the Ramah later commented it on also. But that was, the Torah was the one who first came up with this ordering that we're familiar with from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah says, Kaf Bagaon, Ha Damrinan Ein Kiddush Al Makom Sudah, Ein Tzarech Sheigmor Sham Kol Sudato. The Gaonim say, you don't have to eat your whole Suda when we say Ein Kiddush Makom Suda. Ela Afilu Achal Davar Muat. You ate a little bit. O Shata Kos Yayin, or you drink a cup of wine. Shechayav Alav Bracha. Yotzu Yidei Kiddush. The Gomer Sudato B'Makom Acher. Then you're Yotze Kiddush, and you can finish your meal elsewhere. And what does it have to be? Davka Shachal Lechem, specifically bread. O Shata Yayin, or drink wine, meaning he's saying you're drinking more wine than just a little bit you had from Kiddush. Like if one person had Kiddush, and so he drank a bit, and everybody else didn't drink, so they either have to eat bread or have a nice amount of wine. Aval achal perot, but having some fruit, lo, just having a fruit here doesn't mean you've now done Kiddush v'makom sudah. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin source 15. Katva go'on, imadin Kiddush v'makom sudah, afilo achar davar muad, even if you ate a little bit, Oshatakos Yain Shechal of Bracha, Yotzel Yidei Kiddush Makom Suda, V'gomer Suda Tov Makom Acher. And what does he say? V'davka Achal Lechem, Oshat Hayayin, Aval Achal Pero Lo. So he takes the Torah and paskins his Lashon Le Halacha. Same Lashon, same Lashon. Says, The only distinction I can possibly say No, I'm not going to say it because it's not true. Never mind. Surah 16.
I was going to come up with a Dieven thing, but I don't think it's true.
Okay, Surah 16. Magen Avraham, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says,
Mishilta gibar and katav.
The apit perot dayo, even having fruit is enough. The kol sudat shabbat of shevet keva.
Even having fruit is enough
to be considered a kiddush makom sudah. And then you can eat more later without needing another kiddush.
In a different place.
Even if it's in a different place.
What's the term you use? Sudah makom?
Kiddush ben makom sudah. V'dara tor v'shulchan aruch ikar. But the Magen Avraham says we don't paskin like the Shulchan Gemorim that fruit are enough. Rather, we paskin like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that you need bread or wine. Mikol makom, says the Magen Avraham, even if I paskin like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and not like the Shulchan Gemorim, I'm a little more lenient than the Shulchan Aruch and Torah. How so? Nearly, de'ba'ochel mini targima mehei minim. If you eat some mizonot made of barley, rye, oat, wheat, or spelt, yatsa, kol panim chashivi tfei lesudat sham miayin. Eating mizonot is more of your meal than drinking a cup of wine. Okay, that is Magen Avraham. So if we had to put them in order of strict to lenient, should be no marker. I had a put in order from strict to lenient. So strict, I would say, is Shulchan Aruch and Torah. So you need bread or wine. Lenient so far, we would have the Shulchan Gemorim. Even fruit. In between them, we have the Magen Avraham, which says, even mizonot. Okay? Source 17, Toso. Nire dahainu tima lechem, specifically bread. Kedamrinim perik gimel deshvua, kedamri inchi nidom midi vazlik. Let's eat something and go. Ba'achli v'shatu v'moil mini targim lashin gimel sudo kamoba suka. Does mizona work? Well, mizona works in terms of making it a meal when I need to eat in my suka. It says, hainu dafka b'sudash lishi. Mizona works when it comes to shalashus. But not for lunch or dinner. So not for Friday night meal or Shabbos morning meal. And therefore, for those meals, you specifically need bread. Lo besudat arbit b'shachar sheim ikar kavod shabbat. Okay? So, Tosot is stricter than the Magen Avraham, much like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. The Sharet Zion, again, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Sites, he says, Hu dara lefosh, rabu achronim ha'omdim b'shitato, mikol makom, b'kiddush shel shachrit, yesh l'smoch al makilim and ein lo yayin kol kach. When it comes to Shabbos morning kiddush, if you don't have so much wine, you can be mekel. Aval b'kiddush shel layla ein l'akol b'zeh. When it comes to nighttime kiddush, you can be mekel. V'afilu im yesh te'od kos echad b'layla milvad zeh, okay? So Tosfot, according to this, one second, maybe I'll answer your question. Tosfot, according to this, is even more machmir than the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Because what did the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say? You can have either bread or wine. Tosfot says specifically bread, and says the Sharet Zion now, that's so machmir that we don't allow wine, especially for the Friday night meal. The Friday night meal, meaning you actually have to have food. It's not considered Kiddush Makom Sudah even if you drink a lot of wine. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch said, it's considered Kiddush Makom Sudah if you had a lot of wine. Or if you had a lot of bread. The Sharet Zion says, only bread. Now your question?
When you said the word mekel, is that the same as yotze?
Mekel means lenient. Yotze means you fulfilled your obligation. So he's lenient to say you fulfilled your obligation. Got it? Okay. Source 19. Ah, im chalash liboksat. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not feeling so well, ve ein lo atam echameshin aminim lisod acharakos, and you don't have any mizonos, so you need to eat your meal. What do you have? You have some wine, and you have some fruit.
Yesh l'smocha l'shel tekibora b'shacharit. So if it's lunchtime, and you have kiddush, and you don't have mizonos or amotzi yet, and your lunch isn't for another hour, I'm invited, and they invited me at 1 p.m., and it's 11 a.m., and I'm starving, and I'm feeling weak. So I can be mekal l'shel tekibora, and have some fruit. But that's at the daytime. But at night, no way. You have to wait for your hamotzi, you have to wait for your meal. But vayla vaday in the smachalov. Source 20, Rabbi Vajja Yosef was asked the following question. Nishalti Masha Noagim Levakir B'Yom Shabbat. Achar Tzeitami Mir HaKenesim B'Boker. So the minog is that after shul, if a person has a simcha, he invites his friends over. So this week he had a bar mitzvah, so we go there. And next week he had an afrof, and we go there. And this week he had a bris, and we go there. And he had a yertzeh, and so every week there's a kiddush somewhere else. And we get to their house, and what do they put out? So they put out some soda, and they put out some candy, and they put out some fruit, in addition to the kiddush. Does that work? Can I make kiddush and then eat those foods? That's not where my meal is going to be. So that was the question that was asked of Rav Uvadja. And Rav Uvadja answered, those who are mikol, I have on whom to rely. Well, we know. On whom are they relying? The Shelta Gibor says you can make kiddush and then have some fruit. Or the Rush and Yerushalmi, who says you can make kiddush here and have in mind that you're going to eat somewhere else later. So therefore, Rav Avadi says, and the Mechot Bahen. You don't need a protest. You don't need a... It literally means you don't need to hit them. Okay, that's not what it means. You don't need to stop them. You don't need a protest. You don't need to complain. You don't need to make a show. Oh, I'm not going to eat here because you're all, you know, not so frum because you're all eating fruit here after kiddush without mizonos or amotzi. V'afa pichin tov lahodia v'divreichen v'noam in lifnei shabbat. It's best to let people know in a polite and kind and sweet, loving way to let them know before Shabbos. Lavi aben or chatan, if it's a person who's having, you know, had a new baby or if he's the chaslan, shiachinu ugor pakistan. Let him put out some cakes and crackers. Lakahal mizonim b'shabbat. So those people coming can have kiddush and then some mizono. B'kdei shekol acham min hamesubin yochal tzayit v'havei shapir b'makom suda. And for them, it is indeed now kiddush b'makom suda. Or that everybody should have the amount of wine that you need to have, rather than just one person having it, every person listening, and then everybody goes and eats food. If they didn't do it, if they just have out wine, and one person makes kiddush, and then they just have out candy and fruit, proper, yosher people, they shouldn't eat. But you don't need a protest against anybody else eating. Hanir alam yadayti katavti, that is the Rav Avadja's opinion. So, Allah lemaisa, about kiddush b'makom suda. Let's start with the location issue. Okay, if the rabbi of your shul wants to make kiddush in one room, right, to have kiddush, let's say, in the room where you daven, and then you're going to go down to the ballroom to eat your meal. So if it's in the same building, we saw that mimakom lamakom, if you have in mind, works. So he's allowed to make kiddush from the bimah, let's say, or from his shtender, or wherever he is, from his makom in the base of medrash, and everybody will have in mind, and miyotze, and they'll go downstairs, and they'll eat the children kugel, and Yerushalmi kugel, and pickles. That's if it's in the same building. If it's in the next building, if it's, you know, at somebody's house down the block, then it already becomes more problematic. And therefore you have to make kiddush there. Once you're there in that place, even if you wanna, if there's a, you know, if they set up food in the dining room and you want to go eat in the living room or in the kitchen, that's allowed as long as you have that in mind. Again, b'makom kiddush, when you make kiddush, where you're gonna go. And if you ate enough of the proper food at that, then you fulfilled your mitzvah of kiddush. You don't, later when you eat at home, have to make kiddush again.
If you didn't, when you get home and you're going to have your meal, you would need to make Kiddush again, so you have Kiddush for Makom Suda. The second Kiddush, by the way, can just be a Gafen. There's no need to go through the Bishamru and Zachor and everything else. Okay, that's in terms of where, and in terms of on what. So we paskin that you need mezonot. Okay, we paskin that it doesn't have to be specifically bread and wine. I know that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Torah said, but we have many poskim here who we've quoted that said ugot patkisnin, or they said mine targima mechameshen minim yatsa. So we certainly paskin that way. That's the Magen Avraham. That's the Rav Avadya, and many more, many more than these poskim, and it's a very prevalent minhag that we have in many communities here, so you can certainly do that as well. Any questions? No. Shkach.